是啊
，Can you remember？
所以我今天不讲坟墓了。
I will not talk about。
我今天要换另外一个题目了。
I will go on to the next。
今天要讲什么题目呢
？What which is？
受伤的心情。
The sense of being hurt。
基督徒的受伤的问题。
The Christian hurt。
没有一个人在世界上未曾受伤过。
Everybody who ever lived in the world would have been hurt before。
当我们受伤的时候
，When we are hurt，
我们很难受。
It is difficult
thing. 那个时候感情动摇得很厉害。
At that time we become emotional.
我们不知道怎么样处理自己。
We may not know how to take care of it.
受伤过分的人。
When a person is hurt too much.
常常就更伤害自己。
They will hurt themselves more.
感情的圣化。
The sanctification of our emotions.
就是这样的环境中间，照样稳重，照样平定，照样依靠上。
Means that we will rely on God and be steady under all circumstances.
我们现在读一段的圣经。
Let us look at the Bible.
是在以赛亚书第53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
我们念念第三、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
以赛亚书第53章。
Isaiah 53.
我们念念第三节、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
翻到了，我先念一遍，由你们一同大声念。他被藐视，被人厌弃。多受痛苦，常经忧患，他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他承担担当我们的过犯，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被上帝击打苦待了。我们一同来读，一二三，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受忧伤，常经忧患，他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他承担担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被上帝击打苦待了。我们在这低头祷告。
Let us pray。
我们请杨长老带领我们祷告。
天父恩主，我们满心感谢你，我们再一次见证到在有主的家庭里面，主你实在是恩待这个家家令的整个家庭。我们也从见证里面再一次的印证到，在我们的生命里面，不管面临怎么样的事情，但是有主的同在，我们必然能够度过。求主帮助我们，赐给我们谦卑可受教的心灵，好叫我们打开我们属灵的耳朵，让主的道进入我们的心里面，让我们接主的道在心里面的时候，我们能够往下扎根，往上 为主做盐做光，为主结果。奉主耶稣得胜的名求，阿们，
阿们。今天我们要思想到被伤害的感情。
Today we want to talk about the Christian hurt。
当一个人理性受伤害的时候
，When a person is hurt in his reason，
他很容易从头思想另外一个角度的看法。
He will often rethink about a situation。
当一个人意志受伤害的时候
，When a person is hurt in his view，
他很可能继续奋斗找另外一条路再做下去。
He may strive to find another way。
当一个人感情受伤害的时
候 ，But when a person is hurt emotionally，
他很容易就变成一个自卑的人变成自恨的人，甚至变成给自己更伤害自己的。
It is easy for him to feel inferior and in the end hurt himself even more.
如果不是走这条路，反过来他就变成可能有仇必报，专伤害别人的人。
Or he could be a person that is vengeful and will hurt other people.
所以呢，感情受伤是一件很大的事情。
And so it is important. It's a very great thing to be hurt emotionally.
每个人被造都是一个独特性的存在。
We are all created unique.
每一个人被造都有与人不同的自我觉悟。
We have a self-conscious that is different from other people.
所以我们有自己的看法。
And so we have our own views.
我们有自己的立场。
We have our own stand.
我们有自己的感觉。
We have our own feelings.
我们有自己的计划。
We have our own plans.
当别人藐视我们的时候。
When we are despised by others,
别人拒绝我们的时候
，When we are rejected by others,
我们就好像失落了一种合群中间应当有的公义对待。
It would seem that we have lost the sense of fairness in a community.
所以我们就特别感觉到有一个很不同的新的一个感受在我们的生命里。
And we have this very unusual feeling in our life.
所以许多社会问题发生出来。
And this will result in a lot of social problems.
就是因为个人受伤产生的连环作用。
And it came about as the consequences of an individual hurt.
我相信有许多心理学没有注意到圣经所提的一些原则。
I believe a lot of psychologists do not know principles from the Bible.
所以每个心理学的权威都以为自己是没有问题，专处理变得有问题的人。
And a lot of psychologists believe that they do not have problems and they want to treat the problems of others.
他们先假设可以把自己从整个社会抽出来，变成一个优越的、有特权的、与人不同的、超然的一员。
They first assume that they can withdraw themselves from the society and be superior to all other people.
他们把所有有毛病的、有软弱的人归成一类，甚至比他更低层次，他可以用优越性去解决别的问题的超然者。
And solve the problem from a superior position over the masses.
那这样的事情根本没有办法解决人类的问题。
But this will not solve the problem of humanity.
一个没有上帝的心理学家，
a psychologist that does not have God,
正像一个专门替人开锁头的钥匙专家，
it's like a locksmith that specializes in opening locks.
他自己关在监牢里面，没有办法用他的技巧去开隔壁的人的这个锁头。
He himself may be imprisoned in a jail and he cannot release himself.
虽然他是锁头专家，
although he may be an expert,
他是专门开那个不能开的锁的，
and specializes in unlocking locks.
他自己被锁在监牢里面的时候，
But when he himself is in prison,
他的才能很难用在那些特别关这种人的那个更高级的锁头的专家的手下。
And his talent would not be able to be used on people who imprison him.
世俗的心理学正好就在这样的状况中。
A worldly psychologist is like that.
那么一个人为什么成了一个败坏的人呢？
Why would a person lead a decadent life?
付出的原因，因为他感情受伤。
Most of the time it's because they were emotionally hurt.
感情受伤的时候，有一个极是受了不公义的对待。
They feel that the self has been unfairly treated.
那么他就没有办法用这个对己的尊重、对己的爱去爱别人，如同爱自己。
And they cannot love others as they love themselves.
所以一个人不爱别人，不是因为他太爱自己。
A person would not love another person because he loves himself too much.
不爱别人，因为他没有办法爱自己。
But it is because he cannot love himself.
一个人没有办法爱自己，因为他的自己受那些不爱人的人所伤害，所以产生了这种反骨效。
And he would not love himself because he has been hurt by others.
当我们真正明白这个奥秘的时候，
When we understand this mystery,
我们把它实行在尊敬别人的地步上，
And we respect others ourselves,
这个世界就会更好一点点。
The world will become a better place.
有一次我在一个少年监牢里面讲到，
Once I was preaching in a prison for you,
我发现这个少年监牢里面的少年比外面的少年更健壮。
I discovered that the youth delinquents were healthier than people outside.
因为一天到晚病的少年是不敢犯罪的。
Because a sickly youth would not dare to commit crime.
如果他得罪别人，跟人家打一打，他就病更重，他就死掉了。
If they offend others, they may be killed by other people.
那些比较敢犯罪、比较敢犯法的少年，都是体格特别强、特别高大的。
Young criminals are often very strong physically.
我一进到这个大礼堂里面的时候，
As I entered the hall of the prison,
860个少年人不像少年人，像青年人。
There were 860 young people there.
所以我奇怪，刚才有人对我说，两个礼拜前他们一些叛变的少年人在监牢中间砸烂一架三角钢琴。
They told me that about 2 weeks ago they actually destroyed a grand piano in the prison.
因为他们个别都是这么坚强、这么健壮的人。
Because all of them were physically strong.
那我自己亲眼看到，我才相信他们真的比平常的更壮。
And indeed that was the case when I met them.
但是呢，我上台的时候呢，
When I went to the pulpit,
有10多个宪兵就咚咚咚咚在那里游来游去。拿着手枪防范他们的造反。
There were many military police that was guarding the place to prevent riots.
我听见这些宪兵的这个皮鞋的脚声，咚咚，好像他们听见的就是这个声音对那些孩子说：“你们是咚咚咚一样的。”
And I heard the marching boots of the military police is as if they were accusing of the young people.
我是很不习惯讲道人走来走去，何况又是拿着刀枪，又是这样大声的走。
I'm not used to the fact that people will move around in my preaching session.
所以我就说第一句话，请所有的宪兵坐下。 不必管他们的次序，我一个人负责任。
The first thing I said was I asked all the MPs to sit down.
那么是不是呢？我讲的话有一种威力呢？他们就坐下来，把各个眼睛瞪着我，好像你什么权柄叫我坐下
？And they all sat down and stared at me.
然后呢，他们就坐下了。
They all just followed my command.
坐下以后，这些宪兵瞪着我，我也瞪着他们一下。
They stared at me and I stared back at them.
然后我就开始讲道。
And I began to preach.
我第一句话讲什么呢
？The first thing I said was,
亲爱的少年们
，Dear young people,
我没有比你们更好。
I am not better than you.
在上帝眼中，我是罪人，你是罪人。
In the eyes of God, I am a sinner, so are you.
我们都是抵挡神，都是在神面前犯罪犯法的。
We are people that oppose God, and we are all sinners before God.
不同的地方，你在里面，我在监牢外面。
The difference is you are in the prison, I'm out of it.
神的眼中，从皇帝、从总统到宪兵。到我到你都是一样的罪人。
But in the eyes of God, from the president to you, we are all sinners.
所以这些宪兵再瞪我一下。
And the military police stand.
我再瞪他一下。
And I stand back.
就这样几句话讲完了以后呢
？After this introduction,
八百多个人，他们差不多整个心定下来，就是要听我讲道，不管别人。
800 over young people were prepared to hear me.
你们一定是很聪明的。
I said you must be very intelligent.
你们一定是很勇敢的。
And very bold.
你们又是很有创造性的人。
And also very creative.
所以当你们用你们的创造力发挥一些动作出来的时候，人怀疑你是在作怪，你是在害人。
When you express your creativity, people would think that you are up to no good.
当你需要人注意的时候，你用反叛的，用自由发挥自己体力的这些行动，结果引起人对你们的反感。
And you try to attract attention by being rebellious, and people are offended by you.
所以结果你的动机虽然没有什么太大的毛病。
In the end, although your motive was not too powerful,
人就用更强的力量来抵制你们。
People try to oppress you with what they have.
为了证明你们是一个自立的人，不要被人抵制。
In order that you want to prove your own independence,
你们就更勇敢地发挥你们的创造力跟你们的自主性。
You try to express your independence and creativity even more.
更大的力量就来管你们了。
But a greater force will come and rule you.
以后你们的纯洁的好的动机都被误会是作乱，所以你们就变成犯人了。
In the end, you become a criminal because your good intention has been misunderstood.
然后你们就更反叛。
And you become even more rebellious.
你就故意犯法。
And you break the law purposely.
当你真正抵触法令的时候，你们就有证据辨认你是犯法的。
In the end, there are evidence to prove that you are a criminal.
所以你们今天在这里。
That's why you are landed here.
这句话讲完了以后呢
？After I said all this,
他们已经差不多整个心都打开来，要听你讲什么，讲给我们听，因为你是明白我们内心深处的人。
Their hearts were open because they understood that I understand them.
你相信有孩子从小盼望长大做强盗吗？
Do you believe that some kids want to grow up to be a robber?
你相信所以从小有很多的孩子盼望长大做扒手吗
？Do you believe that a lot of children want to grow up to be pickpockets?
我绝对不相信这个。
I absolutely do not believe.
我们小的时候都曾经写我的志愿，我要做总统，后来变成犯人。
When we were young, we write essays that says, "My ambition, we want to be the president."
我们要做传道，后来变成强盗。
We want to be a preacher, but we end up becoming a robber.
我们从小都写过志愿。
All of us wrote essays like that.
为什么人会想恶的事情呢
？But why do we go for evil?
这个基本的原因，他们的感情曾经受伤。
One basic reason is that they have been hurt emotionally.
当一个人感情受伤以后呢
？After this hurt,
他就突然间想了几种不同的可能性。
A person would think of different possibilities.
这就是今天的特别跟你们分解的事情。
This is something I want to analyze with you this evening.
感情受伤的事情是人性之常。
It is common for men to be hurt.
我们可以说几乎没有人感情没有受过伤。
We can say that everyone would have been hurt one way or another.
凡有眼睛的人都会流泪。
Those who have eyes will shed tears.
凡有气息的人都会叹气。
Those who breathe will sigh.
凡有心的人都会伤心。
Those with a heart will be hurt.
所以这是一个人情之常，这是差不多每个人都经历过的事情。
These are things that all would have experienced.
我现在要你们很诚实的回答我。
I want you to answer this honestly.
你们很诚实的表态一下。
With all honesty.
你们曾经感觉到受人伤害的。
Those who have been hurt by others.
曾经感情受过伤的人，请举手我看看。
Raise your hand.
举手我看看。还有哪一个人？快快举手。举手，几乎每个人都有。
Almost all right.
我在问你们另外一个问题。
A second question.
你们常常感到有伤害别人的，请举手。
Those who feel that you hurt others, raise your hand.
你常常伤害别人的。
You have always hurt others, raise your hand.
你感到你伤害别人的。
You feel that you always hurt others.
变得少的很多了。
A lot less.
这就是整个人类的问题了。
This is the problem of humanity.
每一个人都感到受伤害。
Everyone feel hurt by others.
每一个人都不感到伤害人。
But few of us think that we hurt others.
每一个人都感到常受伤害。
A lot of us feel we are often hurt by others.
只有一些人承认有时伤害过人。
But very few people admit they hurt others.
那么如果每一个人都被人伤害，伤害人那么少，难道伤害的都是那几个到处伤害人吗？
Does that not mean that only a few people going around hurting everyone all the time?
所以我们犯罪的罪性在我们生命中间发作以后，
After the expression of sin from our fallen nature,
人与人之间的公义就没有了。
There is no longer righteousness between mankind.
所以受伤害的人真正知道他亏损多少。
A person who is truly hurt will feel a sense of lacking.
但伤害人的人没有感觉到他伤害多少人。
But a person that hurt others will seldom feel it.
所以我们看见了这个主动的跟被动的感受是完全不平衡的。
So we see there is no harmony between the one that's active and the passive receiver.
这个人性在这方面很不公义的地方。
This is an unrighteous thing in humanity.
当一个受伤的人，我受了这么大的伤，我这么多的苦，没有人明白我的痛苦的时候，那伤害他的人，我不过讲一两句，你就这样受伤。
When a person say I'm so hurt, the person who hurt him will say, Well, I just say a sentence or two.
所以呢，讲的人说，我讲的是事实，你为什么要这样自哀自怜？
And the accuser will say, I just merely state the facts. Why are you in self-pity?
所以这里主动伤害人的人，没有感到他的动机上是主动的，也没有感到他的感情上的危害性是多少。
The person that actively hurt the other party would never feel that he is in the wrong.
所以他是用理性论事实，而不是用感性去害别人。
He thinks that he is reasonable when he states the facts.
但是受伤的人根本不在事实的范围来谈理性的话语。
But the person who is hurt is not interested in the reason.
他在感受的经历中间，在自我的存在受威胁的中间痛苦，所以就自哀自怜了。
He's hurting in the midst of an emotional experience.
我相信这些事天天发生。
I believe every day these things happen.
每一个人都以为自己是受害者的时候，
When everyone thinks that they are the victim,
人类的问题就很难解决。
It will be difficult to solve human problems.
每一个人都不揪到自己对别人有什么伤害的时候，
When we do not realize the hurt we have towards others,
人的毁灭性跟人的摧毁性的这个本性的感情就很难修改了。
It will be difficult to change this nature that's destructive.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
你们的彼此相爱，
You are to love one another.
这个是人与人之间的人际关系。
This is human relationship.
没有一本书讲得比圣经更好。
The Bible is clearer than any book.
当旧约谈到要爱人如己的时候，
When the Old Testament says we are to love others as we love ourselves.
这是一个威格对威格之间的尊重。
This is the respect between two personhood.
新约讲到彼此相爱的时候，
When the New Testament says we are to love each other,
这就变成更新一层的关系，是威格与威格之间的互动。
This is an interrelationship between two personhood.
你爱人如己，你是出发点，而别人是完全被动的。
When you love others as you love yourself, you are active.
耶稣说：“我给你们一条新的命令，叫你们彼此相爱的时候，双方都应当是主动的。”
But Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another."
为什么别人伤害我们的时候，我们很大的觉悟？
Why are we so awakened to the fact that others are hurting us?
为什么我们伤害别人的时候，我们一点都不自觉？
And why are we ignorant of hurting others?
我们在这样的事情上，所以会不公义、不平衡。
Our unrighteousness on these matters,
因为我们常常以自己为中心，把别人视若无睹。
Came about because we are self-centered.
而圣经给我们的教训不是如此。
This is not what the Bible teaches.
我们应当爱人如己。
We are to love one another.
也就是把别人的存在跟自己的存在等量齐观。
That is to treat the existence of another person as the same as ourselves.
而彼此相爱。
To love one another.
更要每一个主动者要真正知道。我们应当有责任从我开始去爱别人。
It tells us that we have the responsibility to start loving another person.
否则人际的关系没有办法改善。
Or we cannot improve interpersonal relationships.
社会问题就没办法解决。
Or solve social problems.
人际之间的关系破坏的时候，
When these relationships are destroyed,
也就是社会伦理崩溃的开始。
The society would have a collapse in its moral values.
人际关系败坏的时候，
When interpersonal relationships are broken,
也就是人性的伦理开始没落的时候。
The ethics of humanity will start to fall.
而圣经很清楚把一个很重要的金科一律告诉我们。
The Bible gives us a very important golden rule.
这个 golden rule 是超过所有宗教的金科一律。
Far surpasses that of all other faith.
所有的宗教里面提到的就是你不要人家怎么待你，你就不要怎么样待别人。
All other faith tells us not to treat others if we do not want them to treat us in the same way.
孔子说：“己所不欲，勿施于人。”
Confucius said, "Let us not do to others what we do not want."
所以你不要的，人家也不要；你不要做到别人的身上。
So what you do not want, don't do it to others.
你不要人家受羞辱，那么你就不要羞辱别人。
If you do not want to be humiliated, then don't humiliate others.
你自己不要被人不尊重，你就不要不尊重别人。
If you don't want to be disrespected, then don't disrespect others.
你不愿意被藐视，那你就不要藐视别人。
If you don't want to be despised, don't despise others.
这样的教训在回教、在儒家、在佛教、在印度教里面差不多。都有他们自己的名言。
We see similar teaching in Buddhism, in Islam, and also in Hinduism.
但是只有当耶稣的口讲出有关这一类的话的时候
，But when it came to Jesus Christ,
你发现他产生了一个革命性、完全不一样的一个立场。
He gave us a revolutionary stance.
耶稣不是说你不要人家轻看你，你就不要轻看别人。
Jesus did not say if you don't want to be despised, don't despise others.
耶稣把整个话语的本质改头换面。
But he turned it around completely.
耶稣说你要人尊重你，你就要先尊重人。
He said that if you want others to respect you, then first respect others.
你要人看重你，你就先看重人。
If you want to be honored by others, honor others.
你要人怎么待你？你就先怎么待人
？Treat others the way you want to be treated by others。
耶稣基督的话语跟所有宗教的金科一律伦理的话语是本质上不一样的。
The words of Christ is different from all the golden rules of
faith。因为在所有的宗教里面的金科一律里面
，all these golden rules of all faith
都是用一个消极的，都是用一个不主动的原理来处理他们伦理的问题。
Came from a passive principle.
只有在耶稣的话语里面给我们主动伦理的原则。
Only the words of Christ are active in principle.
这样基督教的伦理是主动的伦理，不是被动的伦理。
Christian ethics therefore is active and not passive.
基督教的伦理是动机的伦理，不是行为的伦理。
It is a ethics of the motive and not of action.
基督的伦理是原则的伦理，不是。语言的这个字句的伦理。
It is an ethics of principle and not just semantics.
上帝不是看外表，上帝是看内心。
God does not look at the exterior but the inner heart.
所以你敬畏神的心，以敬畏他的动机来行一切的事的时候，你的伦理是对的。
Your ethics would be right if you have a heart that fears God and follows His ethics.
你照着这个圣经里面超自己的经义的原则来作为你伦理的原则的时候，你的伦理是对的。
If your principle is based on biblical principle, your ethics would be correct.
你以自己作为主体性的位格，主动的先发出你所愿意的时候，推及别人的时候，你的伦理是对的。
When you start off from the self to love others, then you have the right ethics.
我们每次把相同的话摆在一起的时候，
When we place similar sayings together,
然后你深深思想，你会发现神的道超过所有的哲学，所有的文化。
And you think about in depth, you discover the word of God surpasses all philosophy.
每次我们要想请一个人在归正学院教伦理学。
Once we invited someone to speak on ethics in our institute,
然后我就亲口地问他一件重要的原则。
I ask him an important principle.
你信不信神道德性的本性是我们人类整个伦理的基础？
Do you believe God's attribute in ethics is the foundation of our ethics in humanity?
后来别人呢告诉我们一个答案，他认为不一定是这样。
And others tell us that this lecturer does not think so.
那我想就不必再问下去。
So I say, well, we don't have to ask for
him. 确定不请他做我们的讲师。
And we decided not to invite him.
因为只有神的道德本性成为人类伦理的基础的时候。
Only when God's own attribute becomes the foundation of our ethics.
再分析、再研究下去的学术，才有真正的方向跟内容。
Can we have the correct direction as we study academically?
神是圣洁。
God is holy.
神是慈爱。
God is love.
神是良善。
God is good.
神是公义的。
God is right.
神从来没有错误的、不好的动机 对任何一个人行事。
God has never had an evil motive.
所以这些神性的伦理原则
，All these attributes of God，
作为整个人与人之间人际关系的总原理的时候
，should become the general principle of interpersonal relationship.
我们才有原则，我们才有方向。
Then we will have the right direction and principle.
可惜现在越多读越高伦理学的人，在这些最基本的原则上都不赞同。
But many ethicists do not agree even on this basic principle.
因为他们就像新派神学家一样，先否定神启示的可能。
Like the liberal theologians, they deny that God has revealed.
在假设人类已经到了一个最开明的时代，用我们人类自己的思想可以解决人类社会的问题。
And then assume that we have reached an age of enlightenment and we can solve all our own problems.
结果呢，是越有心理学的地方，犯心理病的人越多。
In the end, the more the psychologists appear, the more problems people have.
唯一的好处就是搞心理学的人有饭吃，因为他们需要他。
The only good thing is that psychologists get employed.
也讲伦理的地方，社会的道德也堕落。
And the places where they study ethics have decadence in society.
所以这个世界离开神是没有盼望。
And this world has been far away from God.
那当我们受伤的时候
，When we get hurt ourselves,
我们是一个被动者。
We become passive.
当我们爱别人的时候
，But when we love others,
我们变成一个主动者。
We become active.
我们为什么从伤人变成可能爱别人呢
？How can we move from being hurt to loving others?
因为我们要从别人可能的感受去了解别人的需要是什么。
It comes when we understand the needs of other people.
所以受过伤的人
，A person who has been hurt,
非常被受伤的时候失败。以自哀自怜解决问题，再以报复的行动来破坏社会。
Should not suffer in self-pity and then take revenge upon the society.
相反的，当一个人受伤的时候
，On the contrary, when a person is hurt,
他在受伤的经历中间所能吸收的宝贵功课，因为成为他重建社会伦理的一个开始。
He should learn from his experience of hurt and then rebuild the ethics of the society.
那么你说，这个到底可能不可能？
Is this possible?
可能的。
It is possible.
就看你用怎样的态度处理人家对你伤害的这些经验。
The question is actually the kind of attitude we have towards our hurt.
我个人认为受人伤害最大的益处是什么呢
？I personally believe that the greatest gain from being hurt.
就是所有外来的伤害都会刺激你想起你失去多少尊严。
Is that all external hurt will stimulate us to think about the honor we have lost?
你从前把自己的生命当作开玩笑。
In the past, you may have taken your life for granted.
你从前逢场作戏，根本没有责任感。
You may have lived a decadent life without sense of responsibility.
到人家一看不起你的时候。
But when you are despised.
到人家一伤你的自尊的时候。
When people hurt your self-respect.
马上就悟。我是一个自尊的人，怎么可以让人家轻看
？Immediately you are awakened and you say that I ought to have self-respect.
我的价值给他弄到这么低的地步，这个人真是羞耻。
And how can this person devalue me in this manner?
所以受伤的时候，不要用这一个悲观的、消极的态度去处理感情受伤的事情。
So when we are hurt, let us not look at it with a pessimistic or passive manner.
更不要用这个怀恨、妒忌或者有仇必报的心理。来对待那些伤害你的人
，and certainly not with hatred, jealousy, or a vengeful spirit.
相反的，当你受伤的时候
，on the contrary, when you are hurt,
你要感谢上帝。
You need to give thanks to God.
自己的伤害，无论是有意的或者无意的
，because this hurt, whether it's direct or indirect,
都正在提醒你，你原有应该有的尊严是什么
？It's reminding you that you ought to have a sense of honor.
这些对你家的伤害。都是刺激你，使你想到你有基本人权是你要护卫的。
It stimulates you to realize that you have a basic right that you ought to defend.
从这个积极性的方面，你先感激上。
And you give thanks to God from this active anger.
天下不是有许多许多成功的人，都是曾经被藐视、被伤害过吗
？Many successful people in the world has been hurt before.
问题在乎你对自己的伤害。是以主动的得胜者的身份去利用他，或者被压倒、被利用，甚至把自己出卖在受伤害的经历的里面。
The question is, do you look at this as a victor or a victim?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们从圣经里面学到了许多伟大的功课。
There are many important lessons from the Bible.
在这个功课里面，最伟大的榜样就是耶稣到世界上来的时候。
And in this particular theme, the most important example was Jesus Christ on earth.
耶稣到世界上来的时候。
When Jesus came to earth,
他有了最大的牺牲。
He sacrificed greatly.
有了最大的变化。
He had the greatest change.
有了最大的放弃。
He had the greatest things to give up.
神的身份到地上变成人。
As God, He came as man.
他以创造的身份到地上变成受造者的生活。
The Creator lived a life of the creature.
他以无限者的身份到世界上变成受限的一个肉体。
The infinite one came to be finite.
他成为天上的君王，变成地上的奴仆。
The King of Heaven became servant on earth.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took on the image of a servant.
他披了最深的形状。
He took on the image of a sinner.
他成了人的样子。
He became like man.
而且是生在没有床、没有医生的马槽里面。
And he was born in a manger without a bed or doctors.
他死在没有坟墓、没有人可以照顾他的十字架上面。
He died on the cross without a grave, without anyone to take care of him.
生而见马槽，死而见末地的人，是个根本从生到死绝对没有基本人权的人。
Whether in birth or in death, he had to borrow another place, and he had no basic rights.
如果一个人被当作猪宰来看待。
If a person is treated as if he is like a slave,
喜欢就自看到自己好像畜生一样，没有人权，就变成自卑自怜了。
After a while, you feel inferior and think that he is like a slave.
如果一个人被当作是一个恶人的看待
，When a person is treated as if he is always evil,
他很可怜，就可能就继续把他表演恶人给你看，因为你既然把我当作恶人。我就表演恶人给你看。
He will continue to act as if he is the evil person because you treated
him like that. 现在还有很多很多的人是照别人给他的定型来过自己习惯的生活。
Many people on earth live a life based on others' expectations.
你把一个孩子当作是不诚实的，你是偷东西的，你是不诚实的。久而久之，你就提醒他可以不诚实，可以偷东西，因为反正人家不信他了，再做好人有什么用？
If you keep reminding a child that he is dishonest and a thief all the time, he will end up being like that.
所以我们自己个性的塑造
，the way we mold our character，
才能受人对我们的看法影响很厉害。
It's often influenced by what others think of us.
我们个性的堕落
，the way our character falls，
常常跟人把我们当作堕落者的眼光有关系。
It's often related to how others think we are fallen.
所以我们要很谨慎怎样对待别人。
Let us be cautious when we treat others.
耶稣基督说：“你要人怎么待你
？”Jesus Christ said, "The way you want others to treat you."
就要怎样待人
？Ought to be the way you treat others.
你要人尊重你，你先尊重别人。
If you want respect, then respect others.
从这个角度去重建社会伦理、人际关系。
We ought to rebuild the ethics of the society from this angle.
尽量减少无意有意对人伤害的事情。
And reduce all the hurt we have over others.
尽量利用无意无意人对我们的伤害重建自己。
And then rebuild ourselves based on the hurt that others have to us.
这样你的感情就可以圣化起来。
Then your emotion will be made holy.
说人对待我怎么样，我不管。
Oh Lord, I don't care how others treat me.
我也继续不断用这些来依靠主重建自己的灵性。
By all these things, I will continue to rebuild my spirituality.
我在说人对你的藐视，人对你的轻看，很可能帮助你做一个重建自己，做一个尊重自己，发现自己应该有的威严的一个很好的果效。
I say again, whenever people despise against you, it is a good motive for you to rebuild yourself.
所以我们一定不要被过犯所胜，我们要胜过过犯。
We should not be won over by our errors, but we ought to have victory over them.
耶稣基督被藐视。
Jesus was despised.
耶稣基督被轻看。
He was looked down.
这些都是世界最不公义的一种对待。
These are the most unrighteous things on earth.
而耶稣基督是那公义的日头。
But Jesus is the righteous son.
耶稣基督是上帝的义者。
He is the righteous one from God.
上帝的圣者。
He is the holy one from God.
你用不义对待不义的人的时候，有一些活该的因素在里面。
Sometimes the evil person deserves an unrighteous treatment.
但是耶稣基督是完全公义的，受不公义对待的时候，他怎样处理这个事情
？But Jesus was completely righteous and he was unrightly treated.
人称赞你的时候
，When we are praised by others,
你会高兴得不得了。
We will be overjoyed.
人毁谤你的时候
，But when we are defamed,
气得不得了。
We get angry.
我为什么有这种的感觉呢？
Why do we feel this way?
我11岁的时候
，Because when I was 11,
写毛笔写完了，太累，我就睡觉了。
I wrote my calligraphy and went to sleep.
睡到一半的时候呢
，In the midst of my sleep,
我哥哥一个朋友跑到我家里来。
A friend of my brother came.
就看见桌子上写的毛笔。
He saw the writing that I did.
他说这个谁写的，写的这么好。
He said the calligraphy is very well written.
那我一听说人家称赞我，我马上装睡，但我不敢去。
I immediately pretended to be sleeping and want to hear what he had to say.
我要听他到底称赞我多好。
I want to see how much you.
这个谁写的
？The friend said, "Who wrote this?"
我哥哥说去。小声地说他写的。
My brother pointed to me and whispered him.
但因为已经定义要听称赞的话，多小声都很清楚。
But because I was determined to listen, I could hear the whisper.
他几岁
？He asked how old is he?
刚才说没有声音，现在问几岁，名叫什么，读几年级，越问越大声，因为他以为我睡了，我偏偏不睡。
He thought I was sleeping, so he asked pretty loudly.
他11岁。
He's 11.
读几年级？
In what school?
六年级。
Primary six.
11岁的孩子写这么好的字，我没有看过。
And a friend said, "Wow, that's quite remarkable for 11-year-old child."
模仿刘公权的。
He must have imitated a famous writer.
很像，很像刘公权。
Very well done.
我心里高兴得不得了。
I was overjoyed.
不睡也不要紧。
It's okay not to sleep.
因为人对待我很好吗
？They are good to me.
我没有受到感情的伤害。
I was not hurt.
我受到自尊的承认。
I was respected.
所以我很高兴。
I was happy.
另外一次呢？
But another time,
人家骂我的时候呢
when I was scolded,
我不但不要睡
not only did I not sleep,
我马上醒过来，你讲什么
I woke up and asked him, what are you talking about?
所以你知道吗
so look at
这些从年轻的人生经验
all these experiences from youth,
都影响我们后面怎么思想人的感情与别人之间的关系的问题
influence us in the way we think about interpersonal relationships.
到我21岁的时候
when I was 21,
第一次开布道大会
the first time I conducted a gospel rally,
那个礼拜堂是这个礼拜堂一半大
the church was half this size,
坐得满满的
was completely filled.
那个时候我才21岁
I was only 21,
就像今天弹琴的这位 Daniel 一样的
like brother Daniel.
那么布道会完了以后呢
after the gospel rally,
很多人信主
many people believe,
有一个人到台前的跟着握手
And someone came and shook my hand.
从来没有听到像你讲的这么好。
And said, I've never heard anybody preach like you.
自从宋尚杰死了到现在，我第一次听到令我满意的道理。
After Dr. John Sung, you are the only one that preached a good sermon.
那么你想想，21岁的人听见这些话，心里会怎么样的
？You can imagine how a 21-year-old would feel being praised this way.
我以中国人的文化修养，很马上这就不敢当，不敢当，不好意思，不好意思。他的心里高兴的半死。
As a Chinese, immediately I said, "No, not so." But I was really happy.
外面说不敢当，不敢当，里面吃 ice cream 很舒服。
Although I say, "Well, not so," but I was really.
那一天晚上，我跪下祷告的时候。
That evening, when I knelt down to pray,
圣灵的感动来了。
The Holy Spirit's inspiration came.
你夺取了我的荣耀。
That you have stolen my glory.
你以人的称赞为乐。
You are happy with the praises of men.
这样以后我不要用你了。
I will not use you anymore.
我有这个感受，我吓死了。
And I was shocked.
一个人奉献被上帝用，上帝又不肯用，他还有什么用呢
？What is the purpose of a life if you give it to God and God does not want it?
这是世界最可怜的人。
He will be most pathetic.
我放下一切跟随主。
I have given all to follow my Lord.
主再把我撇下来。
But if the Lord forsake me,
那我要到哪里去
？Where should I go?
我奉献做传道的时候。
When I give up my life as a preacher,
我真的撇下一切。
I really gave up all.
我的薪水比最大的教会的牧师、最大的牧师两倍多。
My salary was two times the most important pastor.
我放下工作的时候。
But when I left my work,
我才20岁。
I was only 20.
我17岁，我的薪水就比说大牧师几倍多了。
When I was 17, I was making a lot of money.
所以呢，我是奉献的。
But then now I gave it up.
我进神学院的前一天。
The day before I entered the seminar,
我心里想，我要放弃一切跟随主，就把我的 classic 的唱片600多片拿去全部送光了，才去读神学院。
I gave all my classic recordings away to people before.
后来我想想，这些音乐都很好，一个一个再买回来，花好多钱。
In the end, I thought these are good music. I should buy them back. I could pay a lot of money.
因为这些都没有错的问题。
And these are things that.
至少我证明那时候，我说放下一切跟随主。
But I did.Give up all.
当圣灵感动我，我不用你的时候，我怕得不得了。
When the Holy Spirit inspired me and said He doesn't want to use me,
所以我说主啊，赦免我的罪。
I say, Oh Lord, forgive me.
我从今以后不再听人家称赞的话。
I will no longer listen to praises.
人家称赞的话，当作已经死了，不回应他说。
I will be dead towards all praises.
我只求你可以继续用我。
I only ask that you continue to use me.
所以从那天开始
，From that day onwards,
人家称赞我。
Whether it's praises,
我听都不听。
I would not
人家想多少好话
，No matter what good things they talk about, I don't care。
我就是只求主用我，主用我，单单要给主用。
I only want to be used by my Lord。
到1977年的时候
，In 1977，
这件事情过后15年
，15 years after this event，
我们的教会分裂
，Our church had a split。
分裂的时候，我就讲应当讲的话。
And I was rebuking the people.
当我讲应当讲的话的时候
，When I spoke what I should，
那些反对我的人就把我当作仇敌，就到处回报我，写信给很多的地方来攻击我。
Those who really oppose me defame me by writing letters to everyone.
当我看见那些信的，我手发抖，我很想把他们打一巴掌。
When I read those letters, I was trembling. I wanted to slap them.
因为他们写的都不是事实。
Because they were all lying.
那个时候我气得不得了。
I was so angry.
我的感情受伤得不得了。
I was so hurt.
但当我跪下祷告的时候
，But when I knelt down to pray,
圣灵又好像在讲一些话了。
It's as if the Holy Spirit began to speak to me.
你对称赞已经死了。
You are already dead to praises.
人家怎么称赞你已经不管了。
You do not care about praises anymore. I know.
你虽称赞死了，已经是5年。
You have been dead to praises for 15 years.
事实证明你对毁谤还没有死啊。
But the fact is that you're not dead to defamation.
人家对你不好，你还不能忍受啊。
You cannot withstand the fact that people defame you.
所以你根本没有死啊。
So you are not dead to this emotion.
这样我怎么用你呢
？How could I use you?
我那个过了15年以后，有另外一方面的体会。
So 15 years later, I had another inspiration.
当人责备我的时候。
When others rebuke
me,
when they oppose me,
当人毁谤我的
when they defame me,
当人藐视我的
when they look down on me,
当人轻看我的
when they despise me,
我能不能很泰然处之，很安定，继续侍奉主，跟随主？
Can I continue to serve and follow the Lord in peace?
事实证明我不能。
The fact is that I could not.
所以那天晚上我在跪下祷告的时候
So the evening when I knelt to pray again,
我对主流泪哭。
I was weeping before the Lord.
主啊，赦免我。
I said, "Oh Lord, forgive me."
原来我对人家的称赞已经死了，那对人的批评还没有死。
Although I'm dead to praises, I'm not dead to criticism.
主啊，我愿意与基督同钉十字架。
Oh Lord, I'm willing to be crucified with Christ.
我有休息于心里受伤的时候无动于衷。
I want to learn to be at peace even though.
而原来这个功课比被人称赞是困难千倍万倍。
But this lesson is a lot harder than withstanding praises.
因为我没有犯错嘛。
Because I am not in the
wrong. 因为我没有做那个事情嘛。
I did not do this thing.
圣经岂不是说不可让你的善行被人毁谤吗
？The Bible says, "Do not let others defame your good works."
当时我到73年的时候
，In 1973,
我到一个地方去讲道。
I went to preach at a place.
有人就把一封信给我看，人家讲你这样，你什么感受
？Someone gave me a letter to show that people are opposing me.
我说我已经学会了，不管这些事。
I said I've learned to live this alone.
我不为自己活。
I will not live for myself.
不为自己辩论。
And I will not defend myself.
那你讲的人言一出口，他只有在上帝面前自己负责任。
These people have to be accountable to God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他们也破坏我。
The more they want to destroy me.
我的工作做得越大。
The more my ministry will grow.
他们写信的地方。
The place they send their letters to.
我的听众都2倍多。
Twice the number of people came.
所以我学会了一件事情。
So I learned this one thing.
人伤害你吗？
Are you hurt by others?
人攻击你吗？
Are you attacked by others?
你不要伸手去刑罚人。
Do not take vengeance.
免得你犯罪过度。
So that you will not sin again.
你说我是行义。
You say I'm doing righteous things.
上帝说你行义也不要过分。
God said be constrained in your righteousness.
上帝不许可义人的仇加在恶人的身上。
God does not want the righteous one to punish the evil one.
上帝不要我们有过分的这个为自己辩论。
He does not want us to defend ourselves too much.
这些都是我学了很多的功课。
All this taught me many things.
今天我把这些分享给你。
I am sharing all this to you this evening.
告诉你最重要的是神在宝座上行什么事。
To tell you that the most important thing is what God does on His throne.
后来我慢慢又学会那个总原则。
And then later I realized this general principle.
这总原则是什么呢
？What is this?
凡是栽培我没有份的人，要撤回我是不可能。
It is not possible for people to destroy me when they have no part in building me up.
如果他们从前是栽培我的，难道我呢攻击他们？我们忘恩负义来害他们，那他们咒诅我的时候，我就很危险。
But if they had a part in my upbringing and then later I curse them and they curse me back, then I will be in crisis.
圣经说不可叫你的母亲伤心。
The Bible says, do not grieve your mother.
你不可让你的父亲失望。
Do not disappoint your father.
因为这些人在栽培你的世上有份。
Because these people were part of your upbringing.
付过代价的。
They have paid the price.
他们用尽心思。
They have tried their best.
虽然他们绝对不是绝对的。
Although they are not absolutely perfect,
不可能是完全对的。
It is not possible for them to be always right.
无论如何，不要伤害那些帮助你、栽培你、建造、建立你的人。
But whatever the case may be, do not hurt those who have a part in your upbringing.
相反，那些人从来没有建立你。
On the contrary, those who have no part,
从来没有栽培你，
who have never helped you.
当你成功的时候，马上要有份，好像他有功劳一样，你不要分工给他。
Who wants to participate in your success, do not let them share in it.
那些从来没有栽培你的人，
those who have never helped you,
他恶意批评、重伤、诽谤你的时候，你也不必怕。
If they criticize you and want to hurt you, do not be afraid of them.
因为你不是在人手里。
Because you are not in their hands.
你是在上帝的手里。
You are in the hand of God.
求主给我们今天的功课可以休息好，也知道以后怎么样处理这些事。
May the lesson today taught us well so that we are able to figure out these things out.
那么当人对你不好的时候，
when others treat you badly,
到底有什么原因呢？
Why would that be the case?
有人是故意的。
Some people did it on purpose.
有人是下意识、潜意识、不故意的。
Some people did it indirectly.
你要分清楚来处理。
You need to tell the difference.
如果有人故意伤你的，
if others hurt you purposely,
故意贬你的，
and despise you purposely,
有几个重要的原因。
There are a few important reasons.
你比他们好。
Maybe you're better than them.
引起他们的妒忌。
And they are jealous.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
你太差了。
Maybe you are worse.
所以他们就用普通的标准来轻看你。
And so they despise you.
现在我把这两条分开来讲。
When we look at these two differently.
第一条就当人妒忌你的时候。
When others are jealous of you, the first one.
你要怎么样呢？
What would you do?
被人妒忌是很苦的。
It is hurtful to be jealous.
岂有此理，我都没有错，你要妒忌我。
I never did anything wrong and you're
jealous of me. 我有好处。
I have done good.
你妒忌我。
And you are jealous.
我有成功。
When I'm successful.
你妒忌我。
You are jealous.
我比你英俊。
I'm more handsome.
你妒忌我。
You are jealous.
我比你健康。
I'm healthy.
你妒忌我。
You are jealous.
我到底什么错？
What did I do wrong?
健康是上帝给的。
Health is given by God.
英俊是天生的。
My looks came from
nature. 我成功是付代价的。
I paid a price for my success.
我顺利是神的怜悯。
And God had mercy on me.
为什么你要妒忌我？
Why are you then jealous?
所以气得不得了。
You may be very angry.
我要告诉你，大可不必。
I can tell you, you don't have to do this.
我请问你，被人妒忌很苦，对不对？
It is hurtful to have others being jealous.
对不对？请问被人妒忌的人更苦，或者妒忌人的更苦？你告诉我。
What about the person who is jealous?
啊？ Which one is more bitter? To be jealous or the one who jealous others? 哪一个更苦啊？回答。你不懂，你两个都没有。哪个更苦啊？妒忌人的比被妒忌的更苦。
The one who is jealous of others is more bitter.
我再问你，被妒忌的人更福气，更有福分，或者妒忌人的更有福分？
The object of jealousy, is he more blessed?
哪一个啊？被妒忌的更有福分。
Of course he is.
所以呢，人家妒忌你，你第一感谢主，我有本钱让人妒忌。
So when others are jealous of you, you need to give thanks because you are more blessed that you can.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
我有一切的东西是别人没有的。
There have something that others do not have.
否则他不会妒忌。
Or else they will not be jealous.
我告诉你，有人反对你。
If others oppose you.
有人妒忌你。
If they are jealous of you.
这都证明你是重要的。
This proves that you are important.
注意听这些反对性的证明。
These are ironical.
齐格说，齐格果说。
Kierkegaard said.
对一个人最大的侮辱就是不把他当作存在。
The greatest insult you can give to others is to ignore them completely.
对一个人最大的侮辱就是完全不理睬他。
Completely ignore them.
啊，这个是很重要的一个思想。
This is an important thought.
如果人妒忌你，
if others are jealous of you,
你大骂不起。
And you are angry.
如果人骂你，
if they scold you,
你骂回去。
And you scold
back. 那你就先假设你的地位跟他的地位不过是等量齐观而已。
You first assume that both of you are the same status.
千万不要自己自暴自弃。
But do not downgrade yourself.
因为你是尊贵的。
You are honorable.
所以当人妒忌你的时候，
when a person is jealous of you,
千万不要跟他作对。
Do not oppose him.
你要先感谢主，因为你有本钱让人读书。
First, give thanks to God that you have things that others
are not. 第二，你要可怜他，因为他需要真正的爱跟关怀。
And secondly, you need to have mercy on him because he needs love.
有一次，肖邦啊，这个英国的大文学家，戏剧被上演的时候。
Once the play of Schubert was on,
这个 Bernard Shaw,
Bernard Shaw,
那么那个时候呢，哇，他就看着自己的这个戏剧被演的时候到底好不好。
Bernard Shaw went to attend his own play.
后来第一次上演就全场鼓掌不停。
There was lots of applause from the first show.
哇，这是大的首演成功。
It was a very successful first play.
后来有人说，肖邦在这里，肖邦在这里。
And then someone recognized him.
所以呢，就请他站起来。
And they invited him to stand up.
他上台一直谢谢大家。
When he went to the stage, he kept giving thanks.
谢谢你们对我的戏剧的赞赏。
Thank you for appreciating my
praise. 谢谢你们的鼓掌。
Thank you for your applause.
他谢完了以后呢
？After that,
有一个差不多跟他同年龄的老人也站起来了。
There was an old person that stood up, a same age.
这样差的戏剧有什么好赞赏
？He said, "This is such a lousy play."
你们这些拍手的人都是不懂文学。
All of you who applaud do not know culture.
像这样的人有什么好赞赏？
What's so great about this person?
他受伤了。
Bernard Shaw was hurt.
Bernard Shaw 是英国最幽默的人之一。
But he was one of the most humorous person in England.
所以我就把书关起来。
And he closed up.
我把书关起来。
I closed the book.
我就想想，如果我给这样的人讲这样的话，我要怎么回答他？
And then I try to imagine what sort of answer I would give.
如果你怎么回答他？
What would you say?
你妒忌是不是？
Why are you jealous?
你自己做一个，人家赞不赞赏再说。
Come out,
何必今天反对我
？Come out of your own play.
如果你讲什么
？What would you say?
你要怎么对付他
？How would you answer him?
哇，肖邦很聪明。
Bernard Shaw was very intelligent.
他说：“这位先生
，He said, this gentleman,
你批评我的戏剧
，You have criticized my play.
刚好就是我要批评我的戏剧同样的。
It's the same criticism I have.
我非常赞同你批评。
So I agree with your criticism.
因为我的戏剧本来就不好。
Because in the first place, I did not
play. 这种戏剧上演，我都不好意思回来看看。
I'm a bit embarrassed, so I'm here to watch.
想不到他们这样鼓掌，我就不知道无地自容，为什么要受这样的欢迎
？They applauded me, and I'm really quite shameful of it.
然后他讲另外一句话。
And then he said,
要不要听？要不要听？他说我们两个人是同样的意见。
He said, two of us have the same opinion.
我非常同情。
I have great empathy towards
you. 问题是我们两个要反对这么多人很难哦。
The question is there's only two of us who feel like that. The rest of the people.
更多人鼓掌。
So a lot of people applaud.
他就坐下来。
And then he sat down.
那个人就羞耻到无地自容。
And the person was so shameful.
所以我告诉你。
So let me tell you this.
不要为自己辩护。
You don't have to defend yourself.
不要用反抗的态度对那些抵挡你的。
Or with an attitude of great opposition.
要交给上帝。
Give it to God.
因为当人妒忌你的时候
，When others are jealous of you,
他不是很可恶，他是很可怜。
He is actually very sad.
当人妒忌你的时候
，When others are jealous of you,
不是你有什么不好，你已经有好处。
It's not that you have nothing good, but you have something good.
所以你要为自己所已经有的感激上。
So give thanks for what you already have.
为别人的痛苦。怜悯他
，and have mercy over others，
你就做一个伟大的。
Then you will be a great person.
但肖邦那不是伟大的一个同情对方，他是讽刺对方的。
Of course, Bernard Shaw was just being sarcastic.
但我们不是如此。
But this is not what
我们
是
对那些反对我们的人。
Towards those who oppose us，
我们心肠宽宏大量。
Let us have an open heart.
为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
求主怜悯他们。
May the Lord have mercy.
求主改变他们。
May the Lord change them.
一个伟大的人格对别人的潜移默化。不是一朝一夕的事情。
A great character could transform others over a long period of time.
虽然如此
，although this is a case,
我们当时受亏，你不要计较。
Let us not take care of all these small things.
上帝是深渊在。
God said that He is the one who has vengeance.
人家轻看你。
When you are despised by others,
侮辱你的时候
，when others humiliate you,
可能不是因为你比他好，因为他比你好。
Perhaps it's because they are better than you.
所以那些比别人好就随便轻看别人，虽然是一个没有人格的人。
Although when we despise others, we do not have a human character.
但是请你注意，上帝会利用他们对你的轻看，来刺激你，来启发你，来鼓励你向前长进。
But God may use their despise to stimulate you to become better.
所以一个智慧人是把仇敌当作上帝的恩典。
A wise person will treat the enemy as the grace of God.
一个伟大的人是把对 方给我们的轻看当作我们自改自新的机会。
And a great person will treat despise as an opportunity to change themselves.
正像刚才我对你们讲的，别人对你的侮辱，就是你发现自己自尊的威严的时刻。
When others humiliate you, immediately you discover that you have a sense of self-respect.
现在有许多伟大的人都是因为被轻看才奋发成才。
Many great men in history start to strive because they were despised.
许多伟大的人都是被藐视以后才咬紧牙根发奋图强。
And many great people succeeded because they were humiliated.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在中国教中国的历史里面
，In the history of China,
有两个宰相。
There were two prime ministers
曾经受过非常大的侮辱
who were once humiliated.
当他们年少的时候
when they were young,
他们被轻看
they were looked down upon,
受侮辱
they were humiliated.
一个是苏秦
one is called 苏秦
一个是张仪
one is 张仪
苏秦跟张仪都做了伟大的宰相
both were great prime ministers.
他们都受过很大的侮辱
but both were humiliated.
苏秦受的侮辱
The humiliation of 苏秦
是怎样的侮辱呢
？What sort was it？
我如果讲错了，我就请这个罗博士给我改正一下。
Perhaps Dr. Low could correct me if I'm wrong。
苏秦乱吹张仪垮裤，是不是？或者反过来，啊，对吗？苏秦乱吹什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
因为苏秦有一天呢，爸爸死了，他就跟哥哥在一起。
苏秦 was with his elder brother because his father passed away。
那么他哥哥也很爱他。
His brother loved him.
后来哥哥结了婚了以后，就听老婆话，就不爱他了。
But he got married and his wife influenced him.
也是不是不爱他，是没有办法照过去那样对待他。
And he could not take care of him like in the past.
你们注意，太爱老婆的人就是怕老婆的。
So if you love your wife too much, you're afraid of her.
结果你不能做主了，一切的一切都听老婆的话。
In the end, the wife would dictate all terms.
他的老婆说，不能够把你的薪水买来的饭分一部分给他吃。
The wife said we should not take care of your brother.
所以呢，让他自立。
Let him be independent.
我不要再煮给他吃。
I will not cook for him
anymore. 我是嫁给你，不是嫁给你们两兄弟。
I marry you and not your brother.
他好像应用，好像圣经的话语，二人成为一体，不要有第三个人。
The logic seems to be biblical. Two shall become one.
所以从那天开始，对他的弟弟说：“你不能再吃我们的饭，出去吧。”
So he told his brother that you have to go.
这个弟弟
，this brother，
受了这个嫂嫂这样的对待。
Has been bullied by the system.
非常难过。
He was very sad.
就这样，他自暴自弃吗
？Does that mean his end?
就这样自哀自怜吗
？Does that mean that he was in
self-pity? 就这样失败下去吗
？He said he's
failed. 没有。
No.
苏秦就发愤图强。
On the contrary, he strived.
努力读书。
And work hard.
后来考到状元。
And then he was able to study well.
升官升到宰相。
And became a prime minister.
他变成全国都知名的人。
And he ruled over the whole country.
他的地位在一人之下，万人之上。
His status was just below that of the emperor.
有一天
，one day，
当他回到他家乡
，when he returned back to his village，
乡村的人都欢迎他。
All the villagers came.
想不到我们的小乡村出了个大名人。
To welcome this prime minister.
想不到我们这个小乡下出了个大宰相。
That a great prime minister came.
欢迎苏秦回家。欢迎苏秦回家。当他回家的时候
，When he returned home，
有一个人不敢出来。
There was a person that dare not come out，
不敢见他。
Dare not meet him，
是谁呀
？Who was this？
就是他的嫂嫂
，the sister-in-law。
你听见了吗
？Can you see this？
张仪受什么轻看
？What about 张仪？
张仪被轻看的时候
，When he was despised，
乡下人玩到一半的时候，你这个小鬼
！The villagers thought of him as just a child。
划过。我的两条腿中间来。
He was bullied and asked to crawl under the feet.
所以就叫做张仪垮裤。
This is Zhang Yi going under the legs of someone.
从中国人的这个眼光来看
，From the Chinese angle,
叫一个人从你两条腿中间过去时，把他当作狗一样的看待。
It is as if you are treating another person like a dog.
这是很轻看他的。
Great act of despise.
你要从我的下皮下面过去。
He was bullied and asked to crawl under someone's leg.
你要从两条腿中间过去。
To crawl like a dog.
所以叫一个一个叫他这样做。
And all the bullies lined up and asked him to do that.
受尽羞辱。
He was humiliated.
但是他因为这样自暴自弃吗
？But does that mean that he was in self-pity?
因为这样自卑自怜吗
？Does that mean that he
was
inferior? No.
他照样读书。
He studied hard,
奋斗成功
and succeeded,
变成了伟大的
and again became a prime minister.
照样的
in the same
way, 回家去的时候
when he returned home,
这些曾经藐视他的人都不敢出来
all the bullies dare not come out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
当你受苦受伤的时候
when you are suffering and hurt,
那一天不是世界末日
that is not the end of the world.
当你受苦受伤的时候
the day you are hurt,
那一天不是前途结束
it's not the end of the future.
当你受苦受伤的时候
when you are hurt,
那是你奋斗的开始
that is the beginning of your striving.
自尊的发现
the discovery of your self-worth.
那是你祷告生活的开始
the beginning of your prayer life.
那是你发愤图强的时
机 the day where you start to strive.
你要感谢上
you need to give thanks to God.
愿主赐福给我们
may the Lord bless us all.
帮助我们
help us.
当我们感情受伤的时候
that when we are hurt emotionally.
完全用不同的想法
We will think of it from a completely different angle.
处理这些不公义的事
and to treat all these unrighteous acts.
求主用他的灵圣化我们的感情
May the Spirit of God make our emotions holy.
借着这些不如意的事
through all these unpleasant events.
使我们效法耶稣基督
help us to imitate Jesus Christ.
全人类的祝福
to become a blessing for all.
他受藐视
He was despised.
他受弃绝
He was rejected.
他受鞭伤
He was whipped.
他受刑罚
He was punished.
他常经忧患。
He is a man of sorrow.
多受痛苦。
And always hurt.
为罪犯代求。
And he has pleaded for the sinners.
担当罪人的审判。
And took on their punishment.
看那上帝的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
He who takes away the sins of the world.
不从我的主身上学这些功课。
We need to learn this from our Lord.
我们还要从哪里学这些功课？
Where else can we get the example?
愿主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.